On Capitol Hill, the pace is picking up on legislation to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. President Bush today officially endorsed the bipartisan bill that the Senate has been debating since Monday. Meanwhile, a House committee is trying to finish work on a bill that that chamber hopes to take up next week. Joining us from the Capitol is NPR's Julie Rovner. And Julie, President Bush is asking Congress to get this bill passed before the July 4th recess, which starts next Friday. Are they going to make it?
Well, it certainly won't be finished as in sent to President Bush for his signature. What they're really hoping is for the House and Senate to each pass their own versions of the bill, which would then go to a House-Senate conference. And the bills, at least as they're now written, are very different. So I think putting them together could take a while. Certainly the whole month of July wouldn't be out of line. I do still think each House is going to meet its deadline, but it could get tight. The Senate actually had a glitch getting the bill printed, so they didn't start debating amendments until yesterday. And one of the two House committees that has to approve the bills into its third day of deliberations, they worked until 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
Let's talk about the Senate bill for a minute. This is a bill with bipartisan support. So why do the senators need 2 weeks to debate it?
Well, because Republicans and Democrats each want to tilt it more their way. Democrats want less of an emphasis on private plans delivering this new drug benefit. But yesterday, they only got 37 votes for an amendment that would have guaranteed every Medicare beneficiary access to a government-run benefit. Right now, the government would provide the benefit only if private plans don't show up to do it. Republicans, of course, want more emphasis on the private plans, which they think in the long run will save Medicare money and maybe even shore up the program for the baby boomers. But they're having trouble with the Congressional Budget Office, which actually thinks the private plans will be more expensive than the government-run Medicare program.
Well, now, we're hearing that debate in the House has been a lot more partisan than it is in the Senate. Why?
Well, it's really the politics of the two chambers. In the Senate, you need 60 votes to do something this major, and this is a very major change to a very big program. Since there's only 51 Republicans, that means you have to have Democrats. It has to be bipartisan. In the House, Republicans can pass a bill with just Republican votes, but they need to cater to their conservatives, many of whom in principle don't like the idea of adding $400 billion over the next 10 years to an entitlement program. So the House bill really has much more of an emphasis on getting people into these private plans.
That's what conservatives don't like in the House bill. What is it in the bill that Democrats don't like in the House bill?
Well, many of the House Democrats' complaints are the same as the Senate Democrats' complaints, that the benefit's too small since $400 billion is only about a quarter of what Medicare beneficiaries are going to spend on their drugs in the next decade, and that there's this big gap in coverage where patients will have to continue to pay monthly premiums but get no help with their drug bills. But the biggest problem Democrats have with the House bill that's not in the Senate bill is a proposal for private health plans to bid against the traditional government-run Medicare plan starting in 7 years. They're afraid that if the private plans attract healthier people, then the price of the government plan will rise, and people who want to be in that government plan won't be able to afford it anymore, and that, they say, is tantamount to privatizing Medicare.
Now, I know this is almost impossible to do on the radio, but just to revisit these two plans once again. In either case, a Medicare recipient would pay a monthly premium to enjoy this additional drug benefit.
That's correct. You would pay a monthly premium, then you would pay a deductible, $275 in the Senate bill, $250 in the House bill, after which the plan would pay a portion of your drug costs up to a certain amount, at which point both bills would stop paying. It's what's called this gap in coverage, unless you hit what's called the catastrophic out-of-pocket limit. It would be about $5,800 in the Senate bill, about $5,100 in the House bill. Over that amount, you would then start to get help again.
And the scale of what percent you get for what amount, that's different in the two bills.
It's different in the two bills. It's also different depending on how much each person spends on drugs. There would be significantly more help, obviously, for people who have very high drug bills, significantly less help for people with very low drug bills. In fact, if you don't have drug bills that are over about $1,200, you wouldn't get any help because that's how much it would cost you.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Julie Rovner speaking to us from Capitol Hill.